For survivors of assault and other complex trauma, talk therapy is sometimes not enough to fully heal. The people at one Denver area facility are having trauma survivors and others battling mental illness take pictures as part of therapy. We talk about the program with Jessica Bylander. She's Health Affairs Senior Editor and Correspondent.
You know, it sounds like a simple concept. It's called Photo Voice, and at the Mental Health Center of Denver, they're using it kind of as a therapeutic tool to empower people with mental illness to kind of view themselves and their communities differently. First, to feel like they're actually part of a community, because we know among people with mental illness, sometimes this feeling of isolation and loneliness and self-stigma can have a really deleterious effect on them and make them feel like, I don't belong anywhere, I can't achieve my goals. So through Photo Voice, which basically entails, you know, taking pictures of things around you based on a prompt and then telling a story about it, they learn, okay, I actually am a part of many communities and I'm not alone in this journey. And it just empowers them to feel like they have a community surrounding them and supporting them. And then also the program kind of specifically directs them to create really meaningful, actionable goals in their community. Through taking photos, they'll decide, you know, I really want to just learn to take a public bus to go to the library because I'm isolated in my home. I don't have a car. Or in the case of a woman named Candace, who I interviewed for the story, who had such a powerful story of turning around from a suicide attempt to now working in a culinary program, she learned to set a goal to apply for a supervisor position, which previously she wasn't sure, like, can I actually take this step? And it empowered her to feel like, yes, I can, and here's how.
That was very moving, and I was taken by an example of a rather introverted guy who took a picture of two people sitting on a park bench, and then he thought, I need to find somebody to sit in the park with, and it served as a kind of motivation.
Yeah, I thought that was such a sweet story. You know, you kind of are looking at something from the outside, from as an outsider, and thinking, I want that. Well, why not achieve it? And so by taking the photo and using that to kind of set a goal for himself, he decided, you know what, I will put myself out in the world. I'll move closer to Denver rather than living out in the suburbs. I'll volunteer at a cafe and meet people. And through that, eventually, you know, he was sitting on that park bench with a friend, having met a friend through, you know, setting a goal to do so. So that was also a very sweet story.
You, I think, touched on this already, but the voice part of Photo Voice, what is that?
Yeah, it's sort of, you know, allows people to view the world around them in a different way. When you have a reason for taking photos, it kind of gives you a guide to like see your world in a different way and see how you fit into it. And so participants in the program would take photos and then kind of try to put words to them. So in talking to the people who administer the programs, it kind of changes the way you view the world around you, to the point where I was like, I kind of want to start doing this just to like give myself a different perspective on things you might see every day, but really haven't kind of tried to contextualize or put words to.
Do you think it would be irresponsible to try a DIY version of this if we happen to be feeling down?
I don't think so at all. I've definitely thought about it. You know, Photo Voice, you know, there is a specific method you could pursue and, you know, it's used for research in some ways, but in talking to people, I think the flexibility is the key. So you don't necessarily need any special training. I mean, if you want to implement it in a certain way, you do. But otherwise, you know, you could just think of a thing you want to take a photo of, kind of give your own self a prompt, take the photo, and then try to write about it. And I think, you know, as a writer myself, I can't imagine that, you know, not being helpful and not kind of sparking creativity in people.
Is there reason now to believe this kind of therapy will move to other parts of the country? I suppose it may be a little early to tell, but what do you think?
I hope so. And, you know, definitely in writing about it and, you know, providing more information for people who want to find out more, we do hope, you know, that there is some more spread of this and there's a lot of interest in it. You know, I've heard from the researchers involved in this particular program that they've gotten interest from all over the world, and they definitely hope to see it kind of picked up more frequently in the future.
I wonder if another selling point is that, of course, talking is part of the program, to be sure, but it's not all about talking, and some people find that refreshing. They're able to get through it maybe a little easier.
It's not therapy, so you're not talking to sort of a therapist and, you know, letting your heart out to them. You are in a class with peers, and the program is actually led by people who themselves have had mental illness. And so, first of all, you're with your peers, you're being taught by your peers, but also it's not focused on your mental illness per se. It's just, you know, you're trying to achieve these goals and set these goals. And in the process, it's improving your mental well-being, but it's not sort of, you don't maybe feel like a patient as much in this kind of program. Realizing you can set goals, realizing that almost anything is achievable if you kind of break it down step by step, I think was another big takeaway from my interviews for this story.
Jessica Bylander, Health Affairs Senior Editor and Correspondent on Skype, with a reminder of some real struggles that some people in our country and our world have. You can read more about trauma survivors taking photos as part of their therapy at WTOP.com. Search Health Affairs.